Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christine Astolfo.
It is time to delve into that world we call entertainment.
That's right. Okay, Ed. So after 33 years of marriage, Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne have split up.
What a shame.
Now, I'm going to go through this and then I'm going to give you my thoughts because I actually have an opinion on this.
You do?
And I think there's something shady going on. Okay. Sharon initiated the breakup, saying at 63 years old, she couldn't take it anymore. There were rumors that Ozzy was cheating on her with a celebrity stylist, a hairstylist that actually did Sharon's hair and Kelly's hair. So this woman was associated with the family. And that was the rumor that Ozzy was cheating on Sharon with this woman who's the hairstylist. Okay. Now, back in 2013, Ozzy got back into drugs and drinking. They allegedly split up back then and then they got back together. It's been kind of like a back and forth thing with them. But as of right now, Ozzy's out of the house. Sharon is now taking time to figure things out. She went on the air and she said, you know, at my age, pretty much, like, what am I doing? I need to figure it out, how I'm living the rest of my life. Meanwhile, Kelly Osbourne went to Instagram holding a lemon, which I can't even stand that this is going on, because Sharon did the same thing. She went on her show, came on stage holding a glass of lemonade. Now, you know the reference with the whole Beyonce thing. Okay, so meanwhile, Kelly Osbourne went to Instagram holding a lemon, and the post said, guess who's turning lemons into hashtag lemonade? Here's my opinion of this. You've seen Ozzy Osbourne recently, right?
Yeah, he's not much
to look at. He seems like, but not even that. He seems cognitively unable to do much. Like, his brain is mush.
How can he have an affair?
Here's another thing. He's touring this summer.
Yes.
Is this a way to kind of bring the name back into relevance?
Of course it is.
I mean, not like Ozzy Osbourne needs that, but...
Nope, to a certain extent he does, to sell tickets, because you know what, ever since the show disappeared, okay, yes, Sharon continues along with her career, the kids try to put together a career, nobody's talking about Ozzy. We have to sell concert tickets. Best way to do that? We're breaking up. We're making lemonade out of lemons.
Right. Make a controversy.
Of course,
That's what I think is going on. Because if you're a female,
yes,
are you really looking to hook up at Ozzy Osbourne?
No. If you're a young hairstylist in Hollywood,
you know what I mean?
That probably has tons of opportunities.
Right. It's kind of a strange thing for me, but it is no secret that they have been on again, off again, because he was back on drugs and drinking and blah, blah, blah. But you know what?
No.
I'm really not sure what's going on with this, but I figured...
And she didn't show up at work. That's a page out of the Kelly Ripa book.
I know.
She blew off the talk one day this past week.
Because it was all over the tabloids. She decided she needed to take a day. If you're really distraught about it, you're not coming on air holding a glass of lemonade and making a joke.
Right. You're not coming on with props and material to talk about your marital life falling
apart. Give me a break.
You.
Anyway, something else that we need a break from.
We do?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Please.
Is, I guess, posing nude for the cover of Sports Illustrated this summer.
Yes.
Well, she's not going to be totally nude.
No.
She's going to have her medal, her gold medal on, and an American flag.
In a strategic place. Now, the Sports Illustrated nude issue that they do, nothing is nude. Yes, they are without clothes, but they are like Matt Harvey was holding a tray of goodies in front of his hotel room.
You don't see anything offensive,
no.
but still, why?
I want to look at the good parts to get certain questions settled in my own mind.
If it was still Bruce, would they want him on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
Of course not.
Because isn't the point to feature someone that's had some type of Olympic or something big with sports?
Like they always do. This is simply voyeurism.
Right.
I want to see what Caitlyn looks like.
And this is just a way for them to sell copies of their magazine.
Yes.
I don't agree with it.
People are talking about Sports Illustrated again.
Right.
Thank you.
Disgusting.
Well.
All right.
What?
Here's something else that's disgusting, but for a totally different reason.
Yeah.
Because it's money related. Kaley Cuoco from Big Bang Theory. Okay. So no secret again that she went through a big divorce. She was married to some tennis player star. Anyway. So they had a pretty big divorce going on. It was all over the tabloids when it was going on, how unhappy she was, blah, blah, blah. The divorce is finally done. And she got $72 million.
Isn't that amazing?
Now, because of the prenup that she had a pretty, like an ironclad prenup that said any money that she earned with Big Bang Theory
is hers.
She kept.
But she gets his money.
Right. So
she walked away with
$72 million. But here's the thing. Did she walk away with $72 million, now she has a new boyfriend, Carl Cook, who isn't after her money.
No.
Because his dad is a billionaire co-founder of Intuit Software.
So he doesn't need her
money. her money. He actually really likes her. So
her money is his pocket change.
Good for her.
She knows how to play the game.
No kidding.
Wow, Kaylee, go you girl.
All right, I'm sure they'll be yachting along the, out in the Mediterranean somewhere.
Yeah, it's a hard knock life.
Okay. Wow. Okay. This whole Prince thing is kind of getting out of hands.
I've had enough. And somewhere Mark Leonard is now going to throw his radio against the wall. But you know what? I've had enough.
Okay, so you knew this was going to happen. There's a guy named Carlin Williams. He's 39, lives in Missouri, claims to be the son of, you guessed it,
Prince.
Okay, this is how the story goes. His mom met Prince in the lobby of some hotel in Kansas City back in 1976. Ooh. They had a few drinks, went back to the hotel room, yada, yada, yada. Hey, good old Carlin is born, who is currently in jail, by the way.
He's in jail.
Yeah. And wants DNA testing done ASAP.
At a cell block D, we need a DNA test immediately.
Isn't that so funny, though?
Wow.
I mean, I'm surprised there's not more of that going on, but...
How did he get the word out? You know, he tells one of the hacks in jail. You know, by the way, I think I'm Prince's son. You're in jail. How do you even know Prince died? You know, please.
Well, they have TVs in jail.
Oh, yeah, they're watching Maury. They're not watching anything about Prince. That's how he knows
about
the DNA
test.
Yes.
You are not the
Prince,
father.
You are the father. See, that's how this whole thing started.
That's hysterical.
Yes.
All right. So Gwyneth Paltrow, back in the news because she has this lifestyle magazine, Goop. The site is goop.com.
Why would you name it that? I don't think of good lifestyle when I think of Goop.
Well, wait till you hear the next part of this story.
Gwyneth, yes.
It has an after-hours feel to it sometimes, and
it does?
Especially when she talks about the $15,000 golden toy she wants people to buy, and she's recommending that to women.
$15,000.
It's gold.
It's first of all, that's got to be cold, A. B, what does it do that makes it worth $15,000?
It's gold.
All show, no blow. Come on.
Oh, hello. That's true.
$15,000.
If you can afford it, I guess, you know, would you expect Gwyneth Paltrow to be playing with anything less than something worth 15 grand?
You know what? Here's a thought. I haven't really thought about Gwyneth Paltrow playing in the first place, but you know, I guess so. If you're gonna go down that road, you might as well go down that road as high class as you possibly can.
That's true.
Wow.
You have money, you play with the expensive toys.
Robin Leach never talked about these things back in the day. That was amazing. And we know so much about these people.
Times
now.
Have changed.
Thanks to you.
No one is embarrassed to talk about anything these days.
Of course not. Golden plated toys.
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
Why not? All right, so bringing it back to Justin Bieber, because he was spotted, and this is going to be something quick, because it's just annoying, and I like talking about stuff that annoys me.
You know, you're very big into Bieber. I'm starting
because
to really know this.
Because there are so many dumb stories
last
about
him. Last week about him breaking the phone, the whole thing.
Now listen to this.
Yes.
Justin Bieber, spotted walking around a Boston park, no shoes on, gets mad that someone's videotaping him, and is like
Bieber.
Like a big stir about this guy videotaping him with no shoes on, walking through this Boston Park. Who cares?
Walk in the park. You know people are going to take pictures of you.
I know.
You're
it's
a superstar,
terrible.
Justin.
Anywhere.
Live with it, love
anywhere.
It.
I know. It's like, what do you expect? The paparazzi's not going to follow you?
Guy's in the bathroom with you. Then you got an issue. You're in a public
right.
park.
Right. Oh, but that, I'm sure he wouldn't have a problem getting online. And then Selena Gomez and Orlando Bloom seen all over each other at a club in Las Vegas.
Good for them.
But you know how it goes. Pics at a certain angle can make it seem like something's going on when it's really not going on. But in my opinion, they seem like they were canoodling.
Really? They were canoodling.
I think that the hands were in places and that they had something going on.
That things were moving along pretty well.
So maybe we'll see
Selena
Gomez
and
Orlando Bloom soon.
Good for them.
As a couple, maybe not. Maybe they're just, you know, friends with benefits.
Young love.
And I would like to end this week's Entertainment Report with letting you know that I am not talking about Game of Thrones or Fear the Walking Dead or anything Star Wars related or anything like that.
This is the first non-nerd / sci-fi entertainment report in months and months and months on this program.
You know, let you know that I am not talking about Game of Thrones or Walking Dead.
Do you realize how many people right now across the fruited plain are sitting at home in their car with their device,
that's right.
not the device that Gwyneth uses, their listening device, with their mouths hanging wide open, wondering why. And so, all right,
I'm doing it for you.
For me?
Yeah. Because last week when I brought it up and you went, how stupid am I to think that you're not going to talk about Game of Thrones?
Well, I just figured that it just, you know what I mean.
Jon Snow had his revenge on the people that got him, though.
See,
he got him, and he walked out of the keep. My watch is over.
We were lasted.
And he walked off. Where's he going? Nobody knows.
1 minute and 4 seconds. 1 minute and 4 seconds. And I'm looking at a timer, and this is the truth. She went 1 minute and 4 seconds from, I'm not going to talk about all of these varied sci-fi things, to going right back into Game of Thrones. You can't help yourself. We need an intervention. All right? But we can't have Duchovny there. We can't have Cudlitz there. We got to keep certain people out of this because they feed the problem here.
That's right.
They are feeding the beast. See, so you couldn't even do it. You tried. You tried so, so hard.
Walking Dead starting to tape this month.
You know what's
going to
happen? There she goes again. One last thing. Now, there's going to be a week she's going to need to miss the show in a couple of weeks. I got a feeling that I'm going to get a phone call at some point, and I'm going to pick up the phone. No hello, no nothing. She'll simply start talking about Game of Thrones. That's what's going to happen.
We should do a phone interview that week.
The wheels are turning on that. That's going to be such a fun week. Anyway,
yeah.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffel.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.